Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Beta blockers are among the most commonly prescribed drugs for high blood pressure. Jenny Chen and Jim Wright from the University of British Columbia in Canada describe a new review of the research evidence to support them.
Hypertension or high blood pressure is defined as a systolic blood pressure of at least 140 millimeters of mercury or a diastolic blood pressure of at least 90 millimeters of mercury. It is associated with an increased risk of cerebrovascular, cardiac, and renal disease, and of death. Pulse pressure, the difference between systolic and diastolic blood pressure, has also become increasingly recognized as an independent risk factor for cardiovascular problems. When someone is diagnosed with established hypertension, they will usually be given advice about diet and exercise as a first step to try to reduce their blood pressure. If this is not adequate, pharmacological treatment is started with an antihypertensive drug, adjusting or titrating the dose to maximize the response. A second drug might be added later if the standard target of getting blood pressure down below 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury is not achieved.
Many patients find that they will require a combination of drugs to achieve or maintain a blood pressure that will optimally reduce their risk of cardiovascular and renal adverse outcomes. For example, large clinical trials and reviews of these have shown that monotherapy is sufficient to achieve blood pressure targets in approximately half of the patients. Beta blockers are used widely for treating hypertension as both first and second-line drugs. In this new Cochrane review, we wanted to find out how much additional blood pressure reduction could be expected when a beta blocker is added to another antihypertensive drug for patients already being treated for primary hypertension.
We were able to pull together the evidence from 20 double-blind randomized trials that had lasted 3 to 12 weeks and evaluated the effect of a beta blocker as second-line agent. This included close to 4,000 patients with mild to moderate hypertension. Adding the beta blocker led to a further reduction in blood pressure of 6 over 4 millimeters of mercury when given at the manufacturer's recommended starting dose. If double this dose was used, there was an additional drop of 8 over 6 millimeters of mercury. Patients on antihypertensive therapy will usually need to take the drugs for quite some time, and so good evidence on the risk of side effects is important. However, because the trials we found tested the drugs over a relatively short duration and did not report much information on adverse effects, we are not able to provide a good estimate of the incidence of adverse effects of beta blockers given second line at the moment.
One of the key findings to come out of our new review arises from the comparison with our previous Cochrane review of the blood pressure lowering effects of second line diuretics. This revealed that beta blockers produce a different pattern of blood pressure lowering than thiazide diuretics. Beta blockers have more effect on diastolic blood pressure and less effect on pulse pressure than thiazides. This different pattern of blood pressure lowering might explain why first-line beta blockers appear to be less effective at reducing adverse cardiovascular outcomes than first-line thiazide diuretics, particularly in older patients. However, resolving that will require further trials and further reviews.
You can find the new Cochrane review of beta blockers, as well as the same team's review of diuretics, at www.thecochranelibrary.com.